the place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Things up here in the air capital of the world, and boy, we saw a lot of flying high, a lot of soaring, running low, and it was a fantastic event once again, as it was last year and the year before that. Just always a fantastic event, and we're here to recap all the action from today and yesterday. Brandon, you saw quite a bit. You were kind of down on the field. You were right up close. Well, of course, the press box not occupied, so we're here in Coke Arena, just next door to Cessna, but you got to see some good action today.
Yeah, you know, a few storylines kind of stand out to you. You know, the dominance of the TBL in Class 1A, Axel Boys, Washington County Girls doing it once again. We'll dive into that as we continue on here. How much the wind truly played a factor today? You know, for most of the runners, the wind helping, pushing them in the back. We saw a lot of meet records early on in the day, especially with the 100-meter dashes. And then for the field events, like the throwers, javelin, shot puts, you know, how much does that play a factor? But they were in the opposite direction. They're throwing against the wind, you know, throughout the course of the day. We saw, you know, we noticed a couple of our area athletes who had, you know, certain marks in the javelin. And then, you know, ultimately their best time here at States, maybe not even quite close to what they had as far as their best time during it. And talking to a couple of them, you know, throughout the day saying that, yeah, wind did play a factor, you know, especially in the javelin. So, you know, the weather is, you know, getting a little frisky right now. You know, the clouds have come in. You know, Keisha did a great job, you know, anticipating this weather. We got early in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock or so, you know, really coming down that home stretch. And, you know, they made the announcement. They said, hey, we're anticipating weather. We know the last event is scheduled for around 7 o'clock, but we want to make sure we get this in without any issues. So credit to them. They were able to do so. They took away, you know, unfortunately for the kids, you know, the announcements are cool and all, but they were starting to get events rolling. They got them on quickly, and the last really home stretch of the event was finished in relative good time. A lot of people, of course, still here, but a good chunk has left. Just so many great storylines, and we had a ton of athletes, 200-plus, you know, competing, multiple state champions once again. We got a lot of interviews that we'll play here in the next hour or so with some of our area athletes. So it's always fun, man, and we get to see a lot of people that we know in the broadcasting world, in the media world. You know, everybody seems to digest and come to this event every single year. So you have kids from literally every school, you know, it seems like competing. So it's the biggest in the state, biggest in the country, and always a pleasure to bring the coverage to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And how we're going to break this down, we're going to start Class 4A, run all the way down every single athlete that we saw here over the past 2 days and break down how they did. And if they placed, we'll mention their placing. And then, like Brandon said, we'll start off, or we will have some interviews as well. So let's start off with Class 4A with the Holton Wildcats. And Braden Peak, he finished 10th in the high jump, clearing 6 feet in the 400-meter dash. He also finished 4th, a time of 49.8 seconds. Lauren Shoup, she got her first event early out of the way in the long jump. It was the first event of the day. She finished 10th place. In the 100-meter hurdles, she finished in 4th with a time of 15.77 seconds. Logan Altenberg was in the 100-meter dash, did not qualify for the finals. Maya Doney, she finished 8th in the 1600-meter run, 5 minutes 40.5 seconds. Eva Cortez competed in the 1 and 2 mile. She finished 7th and 8th, respectively, 5:38 and 12:16 were times for those. The 4x100-meter relay team did not qualify. Unfortunately, Rebecca Dement also did not qualify for the 300-meter hurdles. Neither did Mara Martin. Ren Dieters in the javelin finished 8th, with her best throw being 124 feet and 7 inches. Landon Hernandez competed in the 300-meter hurdles, did not qualify. And Piper Robinson in the pole vault finished 2nd. With 12 feet even. So that is a look at the Holton Wildcats. And as for the Atchison Gnips, just had 3 competitors. Jazia Kelly finished 14th in the high jump, clearing 6 feet. And Octavia Burnett competed in the 100-meter hurdles early on yesterday. 16.88 seconds was her time in the prelims, did not qualify. And unfortunately, Tahir Howard false started, so she was unable to finish in that event. So the Atchison Gnips get a couple of, or I make that 3 athletes here competing in Wichita here in 2024.
Yeah, real quick, you know, going to Holton real quick, they bring, you know, quite a few athletes each and every year to this event. You know, a couple of surprises here, you know, with Piper Robinson. Didn't have a chance. I was trying to catch her after she got off the podium, but unfortunately couldn't quite get a word with her. You know, she had the best finish in the pole vault, and, you know, great wrestler, and just tremendous background sports-wise for her. So, again, shout-out to her. But I was trying to catch her afterwards, could not do so. Braden Peek, we kind of expected a good finish in the 400-meter dash. He did improve on his time a little bit from the prelims to the finals. He was 55.9 in the prelims, 49.8 in the finals, finishing top four. You know, top eight, of course, considered, you know, being on the podium in a place. So quite a few places, you know. Eva Cortez, she has had a sensational career. She's been an athlete of the week, dominant run throughout regular season meets, and, you know, a little surprised, was maybe kind of anticipating her to maybe go a little bit better than seventh and eighth in the 1600, 3200 meter run, respectively. Thought could have been a little bit better for her. But Andoni as well also had a really good time coming in, finishing in eighth place. You know, those two certainly had some high expectations for themselves. Then Atchison, yeah, had just a few in. Phoenix mentioning that 14th place finish, Kelly in the high jump, and then Tyra Howard, I think, was a previous athlete of the week, a young Phoenix athlete who has a lot of tremendous upside for the next couple of years. So expect her to certainly be back and making some noise. But, you know, again, we cover very few as far as 4A goes, but always seem to get a good representation with Holton and Atchison.
And going back to Piper Robinson, one more note on her. So this was her third consecutive and final year that she qualified for state. And her freshman year, she didn't qualify, but her final 3 years, she did. She did PR in her final event.
Yeah.
12 feet was her personal record. So congratulations to her. A second place finish, getting ninth last year, second this year for Piper. So congratulations to her as well. Let's move on next to class 3A with the Hiawatha Redhawks. They had a few plays on the podium, including Riley Gibbs finishing fifth, which is the second best finish for the team. That was in the 400 meter dash with a time of 50.17 seconds. Jordan Hodge competed in three events. Got sixth in the 800 meter, sixth in the 1600 meter, and seventh in the 3200 meter. And he was very efficient, staying kind of in that middle ground, but he was able to have a pretty solid day for himself yesterday and today as well. Gus Smith competed in the 110 meter hurdle and did not qualify for the finals. The boys 4x4 relay team finished eighth. The final competitor was Danny Morton, competing in the 100 and 200 meter dashes. And Danny finished fourth in the 100 with a time of 12.81 seconds. That is the best finish for a Hiawatha Redhawks here at State 2024. And the 200-meter dash, Danny finished eighth as well.
Yeah, that was one of the later events, the 200-meter dash. But Danny in the 100-meter dash, improving on her time, that's what you look for. You know, you get qualified, you get yourself through the prelims. Can you improve on that time? And we've seen it here early, and especially for Danny, you know, improving on that time, 12.95 in the prelims, 12.81. And learn, you know, as you cover this event and you follow it, you really learn not even just like a tenth of a second, but the difference of like 0.1 of a second, and like how much difference that is, and how it kind of goes throughout the classifications, just the millisecond difference that really could go from a second place to a first place. So, I mean, it is airtight. It always is. So you always got to like and appreciate the athletes who just, you know, they may not go first, second, or third, but they see improvement from prelims to their final time.
And Hiawatha's bread and butter certainly has been the running over the past handful of years, and this year is no exception. Some really solid performances.
All podium finishes,
Hiawatha,
too,
yep,
if you look at it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, you know, you look at it. You know, maybe they're, you know, some might be a little upset with an eighth place finish, but at the end of the day, that is still placing and still a top-notch finish, you know, at the state tournament regardless.
Moving on to the Marysville Bulldogs, they had a couple of top three finishes, but let's start off with Afton Harries. He had a fifth place finish in the triple jump with a jump of 36 feet and 1.75 inches. Did not qualify, though, in the 300-meter hurdles. Casey Roush got third in the high jump, clearing 5 feet 4 inches. Shea Kramer finished eighth in the pole vault. Ava Spicer was 15th in the pole vault. Grant Halfley competed in the 200-meter dash, did not qualify for the finals. Silas Miller competed in three events, did pretty solid in all of them, placing in all of them. A seventh-place finish in the 800-meter run, a eighth-place finish in the 3200-meter run, and a ninth-place finish in the 1600-meter run. And last but not least was there – actually, before we get to that, is the Chandler Finke. He competed in the 110-meter hurdles, did not qualify, and the boys 4x8 100-meter relay team finished third with a time of 8 minutes, 20.3 seconds. Moving on to the Nemaha Central Thunder, starting off with the boys, a seventh-place finish for John Langill in the 1,600-meter run, 4 minutes, 21.3 seconds, and that's a seventh-place finish. That's really
ridiculous. Yeah, that's a really good time, and John is pretty sure he's been an athlete of the week of ours. You know, we post these results throughout the course of the regular season, and I feel like he was one of those few athletes where it's like, oh, first 1600, first 3200. This just constant sweeps, and obviously Nemaha Central, tremendous athletes. But yeah, a little bit surprised with Langille, maybe a couple of seventh place finishes. Again, it's placing, it's great, but maybe he might be a little bit upset with himself. But again, 421, that is super good. That was a very deep field in Class 3A.
Yeah, it was a close finish as well. Again, Langille finishing seventh in the 1,600-meter run. 3,200-meter run, he finished seventh as well. 9:29 was his time there. Caleb Stroffman, he finished 10th in the high jump. Mason Chulion finished 8th in the triple jump, a jump of 42 feet and 3 inches. Holden Bax, he finished 9th in the discus and 3rd in the shot put, 53 feet, 6.5 inches was his best. Again, he's going to be playing football at K-State, so we'll get to see him in the fall, so hopefully very soon. Josh Gonzalez in the javelin finished 8th. Haley Nordis finished 4th in the 400-meter dash with a time of 59.27 seconds. And in the 800-meter run, Haley finished 8th. Madeline Mosteller finished 13th in the 1,600-meter run and 10th in the 3,200-meter run. Callie Honeyman, her best finish was 3rd in the 100-meter hurdles with 15.83 seconds. She also finished 5th in the 300-meter hurdles. And in the long jump, she finished 8th. The girls 4x4 relay finished 7th with a time of 4 minutes 15.2 seconds. The 4x18 finished 8th. Zoe Sudbeck in the discus finished 4th with a throw of 127 feet and 10 inches. That was her best finish in the shot put. She finished 5th as well. Allie Henry in the javelin finished 15th, and Cammie Dollinghouse had a heck of a meet here. 2nd in the shot put, 40 feet, 7.5 inches, and 3rd in the discus with 133 feet and 4 inches.
Yeah, the Thunder Girls, 4th place. I mean, they put together a really solid field and a competitive meet here down in Wichita. You know, you talk about girls like Callie Honeyman, again, another, you know, fairly recent athlete of the week, always been dominant in the 300-meter hurdles, the 100-meter hurdles. Again, a 3rd and 5th place there in the 100, 300-meter hurdle, respectively. And Cammie Dollinghouse, another one that always just seems to be at the top of the leaderboard no matter what. And, yeah, we go. We're going to get right to our first interview here, of course, Nemaha Central. It'll be Holden Bass, again, the K-State, you know, commit, going to play football. And if you know him with the coverage here, and obviously great success with the Thunder, you know, on the football field here in the last couple of years, back-to-back state championships. But, again, he was a little bit upset when before he started going with talking to him earlier. He did sound a little bit upset about his place in the discus going 9th. But the shot put, you know, that was a very competitive field. And Joshua Grimm of Sabetha, who actually played 2nd, so right in front. Those two seem to be very good friends and have a lot of good camaraderie with each other. Kind of saw that, you know, after. But did get a chance to catch up with Nemaha Central's Holden Bass after he got off the podium. Again, with that third-place finish in the shot put.
A couple minutes here with Nemaha Central's Holden Bass. Third-place finish here on day 2 of state track in the shot put. Just how you feeling afterwards?
I feel awesome. I feel great.
Well, let's talk about just your career, man. You've had so much success, of course, with state football, back-to-back championships. When you look back on just everything in your career, Nemaha Central just kind of what stands out the most.
Just everything in general or, like, track specifically?
Everything in general, everything.
Oh, gosh. Just, like, the community support and the brotherhood that you go, you know, everyone gets there. It's, like, regardless of what team, what sport, who you are, what coach, everyone knows you. Everyone's going to compliment you. Everyone's going to support you. Everyone's sending you text messages or wishing you luck. It's so fantastic, and I feel like you don't really see a whole lot of that anymore, you know? It's, like, everyone truly unites together to come to something.
Well, what's next for you? A big summer ahead and a big next step for you. So when does it get started and just kind of the itinerary for you over the next couple of months?
I start Wednesday, which is the 29th, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm betting on myself. I'm trusting myself. And it's looking like a lot of work. I'm ready for it. I want it.
Well, we're excited, man. It's been an honor covering you over the last couple of years. Great success and good luck in the next journey.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, great stuff, again, from Holden Bass. And one thing that really stood out there with that, the couple of minutes with him was, look, he's a guy that's, you know, a defensive player of the year caliber, you know, in the classification for football, all state, on both sides of the ball on the line. And, of course, his force really on the defensive line. But, he could have gone maybe to a Division II level, you know, maybe a JUCO level, you know, been a dominant starter. But this cat's going to K-State, football program that's been very solid, you know, Division I level, and he says, I'm betting on myself. He says, you know, I'm believing in myself. I'm betting on myself.
Yeah.
Not going to be easy. It's a quick start. Turns around. He says, hey, we're starting Wednesday next week. So, again, it was a lot of fun covering him. Of course, entire Nemaha Central with the back-to-back football championships. But obviously holding a very successful career at all levels, and excited to see what he's able to do, obviously, at the next level at K-State.
Yeah, we sure are. Let's now break down the Parley Compton cause here in Wichita. Starting off with Tyler Reed, unable to qualify for either his events in the 110 or the 300-meter hurdles. Trevor Conklin in the discus finished 12th. Colton Kneiper finished 5th in the javelin with a throw of 176 feet and 10 inches. That was a lot better than his throw in the prelims. Did just enough to qualify and finished 5th. Macy Corcoran had a pretty solid meet. She finished 4th in the 300-meter hurdles with a time of 47.23 seconds and finished 8th in the 100-meter hurdles. And Taylor Dammy, one of the great athletes in our area, finished 2nd in the javelin, 148 feet and 6 inches.
Yeah, monster improvement for her, you know, on that prelim qualification of 132.4. And I believe I saw that was a personal best for her, that 148.6. I had a chance to chat with her for the KBCA All-Star Games or the Northeast Kansas Basketball All-Star Games. And, of course, we covered that at Highland Community College. And a true four-sport athlete. Dammy has had a heck of a career, especially on the track and field.
Sure has. And moving on to the Royal Valley Panthers, a solid outing for the Panthers this year. A few placements. I'll start off with Dominic Schneider. Did not qualify, let's start off with the boys 4x400-meter relay. They finished with a time of 3:33. They did not qualify for the finals. Also, Rowan Wharton in the high jump finished 7th with a clearance of 6 feet. Zach Boyden in the pole vault finished 13th. Darren Bausch finished 9th in the pole vault. Samantha Klotz competed in a few events as well. She didn't qualify for the finals in the 200, but in the 100-meter dash, she got 8th. In long jump, she finished 12th. And for the Sabetha Blue Jays, moving on to see how they did. We mentioned the second-place finish for Joshua Grimm in the shot put. In the discus, he finished 10th. Jack Frazee competed in the javelin, but he faulted. He was unable to finish. In the boys' 4x800-meter relay, they finished 5th as a team with 8 minutes and 24.7 seconds. And Tyson Frazee did not qualify in the 300-meter hurdles.
Yeah, you just heard from Holden Batts and Omaha Central. Third-place finish in the shot put. Well, Joshua Grimm edged him a little bit. Of course, these two have wrestled each other on the mat for years, and again, very familiar with one another and seem to have a good relationship off the mat, off the field, etc. But had a chance to catch up with old Joshua Grimm after they were, again, able to step off the podium with that second-place finish in Class 3A in the shot put.
There with Joshua Grimm, senior from Sabetha, just fresh off the podium, second-place finish in the shot put. Man, how you feeling about it?
I'm feeling ecstatic about it. A lot of good competition. Finished with a good throw for my last throw ever. I just could not be happier.
So do you know the scenario going into your last throw from what we saw? If you don't have that throw, which turned out to be your best throw, I think your next best one would have put you in like fifth or sixth place. Do you know the scenario before that last throw?
Yeah, my coach, we talked through it. He kind of just gave me reassurance. I mean, once I knew I was in finals, it was kind of just a go time sort of thing. It's just going in, keeping a level head, and just doing what I know I can do.
You've had such a great career, Sabetha, of course, going back to fall with football and then wrestling, of course. You've had great success in both. Just, you know, when you look back on it, you have an opportunity to kind of reflect on everything. What kind of stands out maybe the most?
Just community and the teammates. Through everything, we've always had a good support system, and just it's just been awesome. Unbelievable experience.
I'm just curious because they say, you know, like for offensive linemen in football, how key it is, and a lot of the best offensive linemen turn out to be wrestlers. How true is that, and what do you think from wrestling and maybe foot, you know, when you're playing football?
I would definitely say leverage is the biggest thing you get from wrestling, and then including track in there, just being light on your feet, footwork, and just everything helps build with one another.
And finally, obviously you get to the summer now, but getting set for what's next for you, and that's Washburn. You're going to be a dual sport athlete there with football and track. How excited are you to get that next step going?
Oh, I'm stoked. We'll start summer workouts here soon. I could not be happier. Just ready to get going and
I'll tell you what, you know, having a chance to talk to him a little bit after the fact as well, and one thing I really kind of pick up talking to a few of our athletes is Washburn seems to be a hot spot for some of these seniors. You know, we got another kid we're going to, you know, hear from later on, part of the 1A state champs in Axtell with Grady Boosting. He's going to Washburn to run track and field, and obviously dual sport, you know, for Grimm. He's going to do football and track. So it's going to be a heavy workload for him, but he's a big guy. I think he can handle it just fine. He had a great career with Sabetha, three sports, and continued and a great last throw, finishing runner-up here in 3A.
We're going to take our first break. We're back with Class 2 and 1A coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coverage from the state track and field meet in Wichita is being presented by Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you. Wilson Tire, when selection and service matter, call Matt or Terry at 362 Tire in Holton. Giant Communications, 1 month free of symmetrical internet. Find out how at giantcom.net. Cecil K's Hometown Market. Love your local grocery store or shop online at cecilk.com. Doctors Alex Gilliland, Samantha Reschick, and everyone at Holton Dental. Crystal Bontrager with Aflac, serving Northeast Kansas, where we've got you under our wing. 785-991-1041. The Farmer State Bank in Holton. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC. Winchester Meat Processing, providing quality meat processing services. Grandpa Gary says congrats and good luck to the JCN Chargers. The Bank of McLeod and Oskaloosa, big fans of youth sports. NMLS 1288999, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Cook & Company of Seneca and Hiawatha, currently looking for talented individuals to join their team. The Home Team Agents with SBS Insurance. Visit sbsinc.com. By Extrutech in Sabetha. Brian Rocky and the staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hiawatha. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. Check out their new employment driving options. Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha and St. Joe Tractor, your New Holland, Bravely, and Bad Boy mower dealer. Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha, online at sailorinsurance.com. Sabetha Greenhouse, your local garden and greenhouse center bursting with color and selection. Grants Repair, for tractor repair, John Deere mowers, and gun and security safes just west of Wathena. Buy Autos for You in Horton. Dependable and affordable used cars with financing available on site. And by KSI, known for quality systems, innovation, and service.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. As we make our way through the weekend, we'll see periods of showers and thunderstorms, but this will give way to some sunnier skies as we make our way into the beginning of the work week as the high-pressure system starts to work its way over the plains. By Wednesday night, we do see a chance of rain return to the area as the low works its way off the Rockies, with the chance of showers and thunderstorms lasting through the rest of the week. Taking a closer look at the forecast, for tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high in the mid-70s. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms earlier, partly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s. Into Monday, sunny and a high in the mid-70s. Monday night, clear skies with a low in the mid-50s. Then sunny into the day on Tuesday and a high in the mid-70s. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies and a high in the high 70s. Wednesday night, a chance of rain returns late in the night, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-50s. From the Meteorology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Patrick McMillan.
Coverage from the state track and field meet in Wichita is being presented by...
Her best finish with 26.67 seconds. Big lightning strike just saw on the horizon.
Oh, boy. Coming.
And in the 400-meter dash, unable to qualify for the finals. And Capri Kuchner, also a very busy weekend for her. She had a sixth-place finish in the 400-meter dash, 1 minute, 2.5 seconds, and was unable to qualify in the 200- or 100-meter dash. For the Horton Chargers, had a couple of athletes. Trent Lockwood had a sixth-place finish in the 300-meter hurdles, 42.65 seconds, did not qualify for the 110-meter hurdle final. In the discus, Carly Hutchless finishing fourth, her best throw, 123 feet even. For the Jackson Heights Cobras, Tyson Prophet had a couple of events in the 100-meter dash, getting a sixth-place finish, 11.23 seconds was his time in the finals, a little bit better than his prelim time. And the 200-meter dash, he was able to qualify, but he got an eighth-place finish in the finals. Nate Link, he competed in the 800-meter run. We'll have his results coming up here in just a bit. The boys 4x100-meter relay did not qualify for the finals. Caden Claycamp competed in the discus, got a 13th-place finish. Same place finish for Bryn Shoup in the long jump with 14 feet and 3.75 inches. Dawson Cochran had a third-place finish in the discus, 126 feet and 7 inches, was her best toss. In the shot put, she had a 12th place finish. And as for Chesnya Cochran, she finished in seventh in the javelin.
Yeah, I want to talk about a couple here. Kyson Proffitt, of course, if you know the Proffitts, and Kyson, the younger brother of Crendon. Crendon was down here helping us, of course, the voice of our own Cobra channel. So a shout-out to Crendon, of course, for helping us out, being down here and putting in some hard work with us. We appreciate that one. Kyson, again, he's only a sophomore, sixth place in the 100-meter dash and 200-meter dash. Again, a podium finish as well with the eighth place run. And then Dawson Cochran, 126.7, you mentioned, in the discus, good for third. Seems a little bit upset maybe about how it went, you know, hearing a little bit, you know, kind of out on the outskirts about kind of her season. She had hit 140, and she had, like, been pushing within mere feet of a potential state record or a state mark. But, again, I'd mentioned it kind of in the pregame about how, you know, the wind was kind of playing a factor with the throwers. Compared to the runners who were kind of getting a little bit of help from that strong breeze. But mentioning our own Crendon Proffitt, of course, helping out, he had a chance to talk to his classmate in Dawson Cochran after she was off the podium in that third-place finish, 126.7 in the discus.
Hey, I'm Crendon Proffitt down here in the heat of the day at Cessna Stadium here in Wichita, Kansas, covering high school track and field. Right here with Dawson Cochran, senior from Jackson Heights in the class position of 2A, where she plays third place in girls' discus. Dawson Cochran, a throw of 126.7 inches. Dawson Cochran, kind of walk me through your throw, which your best, I believe, was on your second attempt, I do believe. Just kind of walk me through it.
I came out and I had a decent throw. I knew I made it to finals, so I was trying to relax off of that. My second throw was a little better, but I didn't throw it to the level I wanted to today, but that's okay. So it's like something to hang my head about. But the wind was a little off today. My throw was a little off today. I think I was just nervous, but I think it's okay.
It's okay, and you're a multi-sport athlete. You do volleyball, basketball, and here track and field. More so, kind of going on. I know you talked to me just a little bit before going into K-State. I mean, any plans? Maybe walking on and doing track as a possibly just occasion.
Yeah, I've considered walking on for track. I was going to wait till after today to see how I felt about it. So I guess I'll have to make that decision eventually. But yeah, going to go to school and maybe enjoy some time off.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, dual sport athlete indeed. Dawson, a great basketball player for the Cobras, and third place finish again. Kind of talking to her after the fact when she had that little convo with Crendon again. Yeah, asked her, like, is the wind really a factor? And she kind of shrugged it off, like, maybe not trying to make an excuse, you know, and that's the competitive nature you like to see. So, you know, whether it was or whether it wasn't, I don't think she's going to make that as an excuse, but it certainly was. It was windy. It was breezy today, and it certainly had an effect on some of these events. But as she said, nothing to hang your head about. You know, third place, great finish, and certainly a good career. Even, you know, flirts with the idea of potentially walking on, you know, to K-State to try to continue that track, which she says is going to take a little bit of time. But, you know, good weekend, good career, good stuff.
Absolutely. And by the way, got Nate Link in the 800-meter run, finishing eighth place, a time of 2 minutes and 2.4 seconds. That wraps up the Cobras. As for the Jefferson County North Chargers, they were by far the busiest team in Class 2A from our area. Isaac Kane finishing first place in the high jump, clearing 6 feet 6 inches. So congratulations to Isaac. A fantastic performance here in Wichita. Third place finish in the 400-meter dash as well. 50.4 seconds was his time. Lucas Meredith in the 3,200-meter run, finishing 12th. Also, Chase Terry did not qualify for the 110-meter hurdle final. As for the relay teams, girls 4x1 did not qualify. The 4x4 also didn't qualify. The boys 4x1 did qualify. They got fourth place, 44.85 seconds. Boys 4x4 finished third with a time of 3 minutes, 30.8 seconds. And the boys 4x8 also finished third, 8 minutes, 25.9 seconds. So some solid finishes for the relay teams from the Chargers. Nicholas Cahill in the high jump finished 15th. Connor Kearns finished 10th in the triple jump. And Alex Easterday, Carson McAfee not competing in the pole vault. And as for the javelin, for Carson McAfee, he finished 11th. 153 feet, 4 inches was his best throw. RB Tweed in the discus finished 12th. That was his best finish. In the shot put, he finished 12th. Zach Toole finished 2nd in the javelin. We'll talk about the first place winner coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Again, that was 179 feet and 11 inches for Zach Toole in his second place finish in the javelin. Clara Johnson had a solid performance in the pole vault, getting third place, 9 feet. It was her clearance, and did not qualify for the 300-meter hurdle final. Third place finish for Evelyn Smith in the high jump, 5 feet, 2 inches. 14th place finish for Riley Thompson.
And as for Abby Laird, she finished 13th in the shot put.
Yeah, JCN, another really strong weekend. They bring a lot of bodies, you know, to this meet each and every year, and, you know, a lot of third place finishes and podium finishes. And Isaac Kane, another kid I got a chance to talk to last year because he had a great, great meet. Tried to find him again this year, was trying to get him after the 400 meter dash, ended up losing him in the crowd, couldn't find him after the fact, so we couldn't, you know, get Kane to say a few words. But I know I had a chance to talk to him last year, and he's had a really good career and had heard rumblings, not 100% sure if it's true or not, but it sounds like he's going to continue to do track at the next level, I believe. So again, if that is the case, certainly would be a great opportunity for him, but he has certainly had a heck of a career. JCN, once again, a lot of thirds, a lot of fourths, and a lot of podium finishes once again.
You know, fifth place finish for the girls was their team finish. Moving on to the McLaughlin Bulldogs, they had a couple of participants. Curtis Shupp, he did not qualify for the 100-meter dash, and Abby Pat was unable to finish in the high jump.
Well, she was coming off the high of the state softball championship, so she had to come back. You know, we were there yesterday, the last couple of days in Pratt, and shout out McLaughlin to the Bulldogs. Back-to-back state championships, of course, Abby a big part of that, you know, playing in left field for Coach Ballard Patterson and crew. But, you know, it's okay. I think she gets a pass on this one. You know, probably still coming down off a very emotional second straight state championship of softball.
Absolutely. Oskaloosa Bears had a few participants as well, including Hallie Wright. She competed in three events. Best finish was in the pole vault. She cleared 9 feet. That was going to force seventh place. She also finished 12th in the triple jump, and she did not qualify for the 100-meter dash final. Kaylin Vogel was the lone other individual participant, as she competed in the 3,200-meter run last night, and she finished 9th with a time of 12 minutes and 25 seconds, and the girls' 4x800-meter relay team finished 16th. As for the Pleasant Ridge Rams, this will conclude our 2A. Camden Thompson, unable to qualify for the 110-meter hurdle final. Wyatt Gwartney finished 9th in the triple jump. Kenan Duncan, first place for the javelin, 182 feet and 9 inches, just beating off Zach Toole. So congratulations to Kenan. We'll talk to him here in just a little bit, get the interview from him. Kali Klaus did not qualify for the 100-meter hurdle final. Ava Potter competed in a couple of events, placing in both. Third place finish in the triple jump, 35 feet even for Ava Potter. A solid performance from her. And in the javelin, she placed fifth, 123 feet and 2 inches. A 13th place finish for Emma Murphy in the discus, and an 11th place finish for Maya Erzin in the shot put.
Aaron Crendon Prophet got a chance to catch up earlier on with the Rams. Cannon Duncan, of course, the javelin first place winner in Class 2A.
Hello, this is Crendon Prophet down here at Sissa Stadium, Wichita State Track and Field for High School, here with Cannon Duncan, who just threw 182 feet and 9 inches, correct, for his javelin throw. He got first place in the classification of 2A. Just let me know, what's your excitement here, just your junior year?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. It was great having my whole family here, having everybody's support. I didn't expect to have this many people here, but it's great. I mean, they drive me to be better every day, and like, that's the only reason I'm here.
So just a junior year, I know you're a great athlete across the board. What are you looking forward to going into next year? You got any goals and mindsets, especially, you know, going for a two-peat?
Yeah, I mean, biggest thing, definitely come back, win it next year, break the 2A state record. Yeah, obviously repeat, but I'm really looking forward to running cross country with guys, getting that season started.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, one thing about Cannon, he's only a junior, so he wins it this year, and he's going to want to, you know, come back and maybe repeat it one more time, as he'll have an opportunity potentially in his senior year. But shouting out the family, said he had a lot of support here, and as everybody usually does when they're competing here, but it's just kind of a different animal when you look at the atmosphere. And, again, credit to Keisha and everyone from Wichita State with, you know, obviously the construction here at Cessna. You know, they had some makeshift bleachers on one side. You know, it didn't really keep the fans away by any means. But again, shout out Cannon Duncan again for a P Ridge javelin 2A champion.
I love that mindset he had. Not only is he trying to go back to back next season, I want to get that state record.
That's right.
Yep. Love that.
Go for the state record.
Great mindset. All right, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back with Class 1A and talk about a couple of state champions in the team category. We'll be back here in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
coverage from the state track and field meet in Wichita is being presented by Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you. Wilson Tire, when selection and service matter, call Matt or Terry at 362 Tire in Holton. Giant Communications, 1 month free of symmetrical internet. Find out how at giantcom.net. Cecil K's Hometown Market. Love your local grocery store or shop online at cecilk.com. Doctors Alex Gilliland, Samantha Reschick, and everyone at Holton Dental. Crystal Bontrager with Aflac, serving Northeast Kansas, where we've got you under our wing. 785-991-1041. The Farmer State Bank in Holton. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC. Winchester Meat Processing, providing quality meat processing services. Grandpa Gary says congrats and good luck to the JCN Chargers. The Bank of McLeod and Oskaloosa, big fans of youth sports. NMLS 1288999. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Cook & Company of Seneca and Hiawatha, currently looking for talented individuals to join their team. The Home Team Agents with SBS Insurance. Visit SBSinc.com. By Extrutech in Sabetha. Brian Rocky and the staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hiawatha. Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha. Check out their new employment driving options. Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha and St. Joe Tractor, your New Holland, Gravely, and Bad Boy mower dealer. Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha, online at sailorinsurance.com. Sabetha Greenhouse, your local garden and greenhouse center bursting with color and selection. Grants Repair, for tractor repair, John Deere mowers, and gun and security safes just west of Wathena. Buy autos for you in Horton, dependable and affordable used cars with financing available on site. And by KSI, known for quality systems, innovation, and service.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Paul Trombley. Storms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 62. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for storms tomorrow, highs around 76. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Paul Trombley for the Kansaland radio listening area.
Hey, this is Grace Gosted. I'm a singer-songwriter, and like many, I've been traumatized by years of bullying.
You're ugly.
You're stupid.
You're gay.
You're worthless. Bullying causes real harm and can result in severe long-term depression, anxiety, addiction, and even self-harm. I created the Black Box Project for anyone who has ever felt different for any reason. Go to theblackboxproject.org to help you take the first step to healing. You are not alone.
He texted me and was just like, don't drive home. All right, we are back here in Wichita. Jared's Club with Brandon Stabman, and we got Class 1A.
They probably, they probably just heard me say calm down. That's okay.
Okay, we were talking. It was okay. It was okay.
I was talking about the weather. I need to calm down.
The Axel boys, they finished first place once again, back-to-back. First time the Class 1A, that team has done that since 2017, 2018. South Gray did it. And, boy, this time – they did not get any drama. They were like, let's take this thing, let's run away with it early.
Yeah, do you remember exactly the issue it was last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened was, Quinter, they were in line to win the state title after the 4x400 meter race concluded. But
Which was the last race.
Yes, that was
right.
The very last race of the entire meet. But the Quinter athlete bumped into, I believe it was a Kiowa County athlete, in that little nudge that he gave. And it was very minimal, by the way. It was a huge controversy. The little nudge that he bumped, that was called, it disqualified Quinter. So they got 0 points for the race, and Axel, I believe they finished third or fourth in that particular event.
And got enough points.
He got enough
to
points
boost
to get,
him up to that
first place.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember we were on the air with our wrap-up show last year as that was happening, and we were kind of busting it out and breaking it. And we were like, wait, what? Like, DQ? Like, oh, Axel wins. Yeah, like, we got it. So, yeah, no controversy. Axel again, and kind of expected for them coming in, because it's basically the same handful of athletes that they had last year.
Except for a couple, yeah.
Except for a couple, but yeah, a good chunk once again. Oh, my goodness. The lightning strikes are here in Wichita. So, again, shout-out Keisha getting this thing done before everything started rolling in. But not really surprised with the Eagles. We got a couple interviews here that we're going to play with a couple of Eagle athletes. But, yeah, I mean, you look down the board. First, second, first, fifth, third, first, third. It's incredible. It goes down the list, and the success for that program is it goes beyond track. You know, three straight state championships in football, really good chance maybe for a potential four-peat. So it's really incredible what they're doing at that level.
Let's get into the individual performances now. Brandon Schmelzley, he's placed first in the long jump with a jump of 21 feet 8 inches. He got 10th in the triple jump and did not qualify, surprisingly, in the 100 and 200 meter dash for four events individually for Brandon Schmelzley. Grady Buffing, he had a couple of first place finishes. I'm sure he's probably not happy about that, though. He's won three. He got first in the 800 meter run, 2 minutes and 1.4 seconds. In the 3200 meter run, got 9 minutes, 49.7 seconds. And in the 1600 meter run, 4 minutes, 28.9 seconds for Grady Buffing. Gavin Shaughnessy, he placed fifth in the 800 meters. And he finished ninth in the 1600 meter, and he finished sixth in the 3200 meter run. Dalton Heinen competed in the 800 meter run. That was his lone event. He placed ninth. Landon Schmitz got first place in the 110 meter hurdles with a time of 15.19 seconds, by the way, which is slower than his prelim time of 14.99 seconds.
That's pretty incredible.
It really is.
If you think about it, still able to win it, even though he goes, 0.20 worse than that qualifying time, but still enough to win it.
And Landon Schmitz, he also got third in the 300-meter hurdles as well, 40.28 seconds of time there. The boys' 4x1 relay placed sixth. The boys' 4x4 relay placed third with a time of 44.76 seconds. And the boys' 4x800-meter relay placed first, 8 minutes, 23.4 seconds. Logan Salmon, he just barely missed out on the podium. Nice place for him, 5 feet, 10 inches, his clearance. Sawyer Dieters placed third in the shot put, 51 feet, 3.5 inches. And sixth in the discus, 150 feet and 8 inches. And Kylie Smith competed in two events for the girls. The triple jump, she placed third, 35 feet, 5.25 inches, and did not qualify the 100-meter hurdles.
Well, we got a couple interviews here with a couple Axe illegals. And let's start with Landon Schmitz. He was actually the first one I caught up with way early in the day. That was fresh off that first-place finish in the 110-meter hurdles. That was before he got to the 300-meter hurdles. That was later in the day, but fresh off the podium again with a time of 15.19, and Landon Schmitz from Axel.
Brandon Salmon here with Axel Landon Schmitz, 110-meter hurdle champion here in Class 1A. First off, congratulations. How'd you feel about the run today?
Good. I stumbled in the first middle hurdle, and I knew he was coming, but I just had to fight through and finish at the end.
Had a strong finish, TBL champion as well. What's your routine like getting ready for an event like this at the highest level here today?
He just has to do a lot of warm-up drills, stretching, and he just has to do it as we do it when we run.
Is it the same for each meet regardless for you?
Yeah.
What's the summer look like for you now? Obviously, you guys have a great opportunity to repeat as the state champs here in track, but, what's left for you and what's going on for you?
Baseball, basketball, football, almost a lot of sports going on.
Is it more focused on football now as we get to the summer here? You guys obviously going for the rare 4-peat championship. That's going to be a lot of fun to kind of see yourself in that mode here in a few months.
Yeah, hopefully we can hit that 4-peat and keep it going.
There it is. Landon Schmitz, the back, the 110-meter hurdle champion for 1A, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
He sounded pretty tired, you know. It sounded like he was still – like it almost sounded like I got a – like as fresh off the track, not so much fresh off the podium, but again, yeah, he mentioned it. He kind of stumbled out of the gate, like right in the beginning. And in the back of my mind, I was like, you know, I kind of had like a, ooh, oh no, like kind of feeling like, oh, you could tell it kind of came on. And then after he got over that second hurdle, man, it was a different gear for him. And he somehow just pulls away and wins it by a few lengths. So again, shout out him, and ultimately would go on to get third. And then part of the 4x8 team as well, part of the school record, is Grady Buffing. I had a chance to catch up with him, the future Washburn Ichabod, who had another dominant run. He had 10 state medals coming into this, adding to it now with two more firsts and then a second, that 800-meter time, again, 2 minutes, 1.4, and then excellent in the 3,200-meter run. Kind of expected with him, and again, going to Washburn and going to continue his track and field career, but had a chance to talk to him last year and another chance here in 2024.
Grady Buffing, just fresh off the podium, 800-meter 1A champ, man. Heck of a career, man. But first off, congratulations. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I had a bit of a chip on my shoulder from getting second that mile, so I went to the 800 and just wanted to redeem myself for that. Great.
You got a two-time state championship now in that and a multi-record holder for Axel. Just what have you taken away specifically with track throughout your career?
I mean, I just came in, worked hard every day, and got better, and took my all to it. teammates push me. Like, I've been like him. He's ran, like, I'm glad they pushed me ready to practice. 4 years in football. He did cross-country, basketball as well. Obviously, the football stands out with the three straight state championships. So when you go back and kind of reflect on everything, what is that maybe the biggest thing that stands out in terms of your career?
Yeah, I would say the state track today, running state track and the three-peat football. I mean, that both kind of even for me. Just work, all the hard work, it all pays off.
When I get an opportunity to take it to the next level, Washburn, of course, get a heck of an athlete. What's the schedule like for you? When does that get started? How's the summer looking for you?
Yeah, I'm planning on training up the summer. I think I get to Washburn in August to start fall training. So
great stuff as always. Axel was great in boosting, trying to cap off another team championship, and a great career, man. Congrats. Thank you.
Funny, I had a chance, you know, right as we get off, and that was towards the end. We knew Axel was on their way to getting that state championship once again, but I literally get off with him, you know, say, hey, man, congrats, great stuff, and then you send me the text. It's official. Yeah, Axel's the champ. So I say, yeah, you know, looking to get that championship again. Yeah, it was pretty much inevitable, but
yeah,
they do that again. So, again, great conversation with him, and absolutely dominant career, and it's, you know, part of the success that Axel has in football is when you have elite track athletes all across the field at the eight-man level, because you look pretty much the lineup that they have here is the lineup that you see out there each and every night, Friday night on the gridiron. So, and a lot of these guys are going to be back once again. Landon, Brandon Schmelzy, didn't have a chance to catch up with him, but winning in the long jump and arguably the best 1A athlete in the state, you could argue, is Brandon Schmelzy. Didn't really mention him much, but Grady, Landon, appreciate their time, and going to be exciting once we get to the fall, see if they can pull off that four-peat.
For sure. And again, it was a dominant state title for the Axel boys. 90 points for them, second place 59, as opposed to last year where they just eked out a state championship. So they go back-to-back. Let's move on to the Blue Valley Randolph Rams now, talking about Braden Brockman. He did not qualify for the 200-meter dash. Trey Sump did qualify for the 400-meter dash. That was the first of his couple of events. He got eighth in the 400-meter dash, 55.18 seconds was his time. Boys 4x4 finished sixth, 3 minutes, 37.8 seconds. The boys 4x8 finished in eighth place. And, of course, no prelims for that event. Brody Cox in the long jump finished 16th. Amelia Moses on the girls' side finished sixth in the 100-meter dash, 12.8 seconds was her final. In the girls 4x100-meter relay, finishing with a time of 52.01 seconds, not qualifying for the finals, however. As for the Centralia Panthers, Reese Tanking placing 15th in the long jump. Ben Haberkamp getting 7th in the javelin, his best throw, 156 feet and 9 inches. Tatum Kramer, she finished 2nd in the 400-meter dash, just a shade over 1 minute even, and in the 100-meter dash, not able to qualify. 7th place finish for the girls 4x800-meter relay team. And Josie Haberkamp, the freshman, an 8th place finish at state. Pretty solid start to her young career, 35 feet, 4.5 inches for her shot put throw.
Yeah, Kramer not even a senior yet. Had a chance to catch up with her last year after she had won, I believe it was the high jump, if my memory is correct, and was trying to catch her again off the podium with that 2nd place finish in the 400-meter dash. But again, I blame myself. My timing was a little bit off going in. You know, as media members, we got a little bit of a jaunt to get out to the track from where we are here, but my timing was a little bit off. Had a chance to catch up with Kramer last year, but again, a great career continues, and another multi-sport athlete for the Panthers.
As for the Clifton Clyde Eagles, you start off
impressive. Impressive tournament.
It really was. Yeah, for the girls, they finished 2nd place. The boys, they had some pretty solid performances as well. Lyndon Begno, she finished 16th in the 1,600-meter run. Cohen Gerard, he finished 14th in the 3,200-meter run. And Jack Scotch, he finished 7th at the high jump, 60 even was his best clearance. Peyton Fahey in the pole vault had a 5th place finish, 12 feet 6 inches, the same height for Brady Cruiser, though he finished in 7th. And for the girls, a 1st place finish for Steady Words in the 100-meter dash with 12.37 seconds, a 1st place in the long jump with 18 feet and 1 inch, and a 2nd place finish in the 200-meter dash with 26.28 seconds.
Yeah, she nearly went with 3. That 2nd place finish was really close,
yeah,
too.
Close.
So, yeah, it was very within tenths of a second of going 3 straight with the first place finishes.
As for Shea Wirtz, her sister, she finished 11th in the high jump. She'll be back, though. She's just a sophomore. As for Jordy Fahey, she finished 3rd in the pole vault, 10 feet even was her best clearance, and a 4th place finish in the discus for Kaylin Baker, 115 feet and 9 inches, and a couple of relay teams as well. 3rd in the 4x100-meter relay, 51.27 seconds, and the 4x4 going 6th place, 4 minutes and 16.1 seconds.
Jonathan West, they had just a couple of athletes, but a pretty solid showing for Kelby Windmeyer. He might disagree, though. Fourth place finish in the 400-meter dash, and that was with a time of 51.63 seconds. And in the 100-meter dash, a sixth-place finish, 11.21 seconds. As for Belle Smith, she was the lone girl for Jonathan West to compete. She got 11th in the 3,200-meter run. By the way, I made that Kelby Windmeyer comment just because he has high expectations for himself. He had some really solid performances last year, so this year I think he wanted more than what he got here today.
Yeah, I think it was top three last year in the 100, because I know he was someone I also had a chance to talk to last year. So he was one of those guys that I had kind of circled on the sheet thinking, okay, you know, I would think the expectations, again, a little bit, you know, especially kind of high for him, you know, with how he did last year. But, again, you place, whether it's first, whether it's eighth, you know, you're here for a reason. You're one of the best athletes in the state. You know, Windmeyer still had a great performance and improving on both of his times, too, from his qualifying times. 11.35 on the prelims, 11.21 on the finals in the 100, and then the 400, 52.59 in the prelims, 51.63. So, again, that's what you look for. You look for that improvement from the prelims to the finals. May not always result in a first-place finish, but, again, another solid showing for the Mustang.
It sure was. Frankfort Boys also a good showing from them, including Carter Olson, a second-place finish in the 100-meter dash. 10.96 was his time. We caught up with him. We'll get his interview here in just a second before we break down everybody here for the Wildcats. A fourth-place finish for Lane Wiseau in the 100-meter dash. That was his worst of his state track meet, 11.16 seconds. A third-place finish in the 200-meter dash. That was a time of 22.97 seconds. The boys' 4x1 relay placed first. They got a time of 43.61 seconds, and the boys' 4x4 team did not qualify for the finals. Ole Martin Svay finished 11th in the high jump, clearing 5 feet 10 inches. A second-place finish for Svay as well. He had a throw of 161 feet and 1 inch in the prelims. Was good enough to keep that one for the finals. Trent Harden competed in the triple jump, placed 7th, 41 feet 2 inches was his best. Also in the javelin, Ty Smith, he had an 8th place finish, 155 feet and 4 inches. Tessa Parthamer competed in 3 events individually. 3rd place finish in the 100-meter hurdles, 15.97 seconds. In the 300-meter hurdles, she placed 4th, 47.59 seconds. And in the long jump, a 12th place finish. Emma Hardwick coming off that state championship basketball course, 6th place finish in the 300-meter hurdles, 48.39 seconds was her time. And Brock Armstrong, the final individual athlete in the pole vault, 13th place. And as for the relays for the girls, 4x1, they got an 8th-place finish. The 4x8 team got a 4th-place finish, 10 minutes, 21.5 seconds. And the girls, 4x4, got 3rd with 4 minutes and 11 seconds.
Yeah, we had a chance. You mentioned Carter Olson. He was the first one you had mentioned. Top of the list here for Frankfurt, 100-meter dash. 2nd-place finish. He went 11.23 on the prelim time, and then he broke that 11 mark in the finals, 10.96. Again, he was close from winning it, but a 2nd-place finish, still awesome for him. Had a chance to catch up with him pretty early in the day.
Frankfurt's Carter Olson here, just fresh off the podium, 2nd-place finish in the class 1A 100-meter dash, 10.96 on the time. Just overall, how'd you feel about the run today?
Start was a little rough at first, but trying to kick it in.
Is that the most important part of the race, is the start? Do you feel like if the start's a little bit better, maybe you give yourself maybe an opportunity to win?
Yeah. My start was really good. I think it's been long on the start, too.
Well, let's talk about, obviously, just 23, 24 in general, a multi-sport athlete, playing football, playing basketball, and, of course, baseball. I want to ask you about baseball, kind of navigating with track and, you know, that program coming back for the first time in a very long time. How cool was that just for the community and the success you guys had on the diamond?
It was great to see the community help us out in the whole situation.
So what's next for you as far as, you know, the end of this, you get the summer, you kind of, is it starting to prep for the offseason, but what's next for you?
Just getting ready for football, getting away from stuff like that.
There it is. Appreciate it, man. Carter Olson to Frankfort. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Yeah, Frankfort had a really good outing here, especially with Carter, and appreciate his time joining me earlier today, but had a chance to catch up with him. So, again, you look at just down the list, 2nd, 4th, 3rd, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 6th, 3rd, 4th. So, another team in Frankfort that put together a really solid showing from top to bottom.
Yeah, they sure did. Another team that showed out very well was the Hanover girls, starting off with Cameron Juneman, placing 8th in the triple jump, 41 feet, 1 inch. And Anna Juneman, she placed 1st in a couple of events, including the 200-meter dash with a time of 25.86 seconds and in the 400-meter dash with 58.61 seconds. She also had a 3rd-place finish in the 100-meter dash. Gracie Bruna did not qualify in the 200-meter dash, but she did in the 400-meter dash. She placed 8th. In the triple jump, she also got 4th, 35 feet, 5 inches, her best. Tessa Losey, she had a 13th place in the javelin, and their 4x4 team
placed 7th. For the Lynn Bulldogs, Connor Oldie, one of two participants, and the lone boy, he finished 10th in the 800-meter run with a time of 2 minutes and 6 seconds, and is placed 9th as well in the triple jump. And Carissa Coley was the lone girl. She finished 8th in the discus, 113 feet and 5 inches. Couple of Onega girls competed. Lily Weiser placed 4th in the pole vault. 10 feet even was her best. And in the triple jump, she got a 6th place finish, 34 feet, 11 and a half inches. And Emerson Fordham, she came here, did not play in softball, correct?
Yeah, so she does both with softball. And, of course, shout out to the Onega Buffalo softball team. Their best finish in school history. They get to state out in Pratt for the first time in school history. And, boy, it was – So she was there Thursday for their first round game. They beat Central Heights 5-2, and their coach Jordan Boswell told me, you know, prior to that first game, he's like, well, you know, if we win that first game, we're going to lose Emerson because she wants to go to track and compete in that on Friday. They ultimately win, so she wasn't in the lineup for Friday. But again, you know, that was we almost had a local v local state championship. Buffalo's had a 4-3 lead in extra innings. It was just. Not going to really dive into too much of it, but it was just an absolutely wild game that ultimately led into a semifinal loss in extra inning. A couple of runs late given up. They lose 5-4, but they, you know, they go right back 20 minutes later into the consolation game against Inman. They score 8 runs on 7 hits in the first inning, go on to win 10-3 for a third place finish, again, their best season. So, yeah, shout out Emerson. It's always tough to kind of have to make that decision, but came here for track and was able to do both, so that's good.
Yeah, she got a 5th place finish in the shot put. Her best throw, 36 feet and 6.25 inches. Lone athlete from Troy was Emerson Weber. She had to wait all the way until late this afternoon. She competed in the long jump. She placed 8th, 16 feet, 4.75 inches for Emerson here in the long jump. And the Washington County girls took home first place in the 1A girls back-to-back, just like Axtell.
Yep.
And they did so just barely getting that small margin of victory. They had to wait for their final event to get the win. We'll break this down athlete by athlete here, starting off with the lone boy who competed. That was Octavian Cardenas. He finished 5th in the discus, 152 feet, 6 inches for Octavian. As for the girls, Mackenzie Baker finished 7th in the 800-meter run. And how about Addie Gakel? She was phenomenal, placing 1st in both of her events. And the 100-meter hurdles, getting 1st in with 15.48 seconds, and getting the 300-meter hurdles, 46.31 seconds for her first place there. As for her younger sister, Anna, she didn't qualify for the 100-meter hurdles, but in the 300-meter hurdles, she placed 3rd. So a solid performance from her, filling in for her sister's shoes as soon as Addie graduates. Lily Richard, she got 1st place in the pole vault. That was last night, 10 feet 6 inches, her best. And Jesse Hoover getting 1st in the javelin, 132 feet and 9 inches was her best. And as for the relay teams, the 4x1 finished 6th, and the 4x4, which was the last event of the day for Washington County, they finished 2nd, 4 minutes and 7 seconds.
So how about that? So you got back-to-back TVL teams repeating, you know, here at state. The Washington County girls, Axtell boys, both going back-to-back. And what's impressive about Washington County is they don't have a ton of athletes here.
No.
Like, it's not a heavy list. Like, we go through some teams like JCN and Nemaha Central. The list is long and long. They have, what, 6 girls? 7 girls
six
here?
6 total events.
6 total events.
Yeah.
Basically with the same 4 or 5 girls, and that includes the same kind of combination for, like, the 4x1 and the 4x4. But when you go 1st, 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 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 6th, 7th,
yeah,
the points add up, and when you put together that many first place finishes, those points really add up. So shout out TVL, did it again. Congratulations to both teams, pretty dominant in that aspect.
We're gonna go ahead and wrap things up here in just a bit. We'll take one more break. We'll come back and we'll recap the recap up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coverage from the state track and field meet in Wichita is being presented by Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you. Wilson Tire, when selection and service matter, call Matt or Terry at 362 Tire in Holton. Giant Communications, 1 month free of symmetrical internet. Find out how at giantcom.net. Cecil K's Hometown Market. Love your local grocery store or shop online at cecilk.com. Doctors Alex Gilliland, Samantha Rieschick, and everyone at Holton Dental. Crystal Bontrager with Aflac, serving Northeast Kansas, where we've got you under our wing. 785-991-1041. The Farmer State Bank in Holton. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC. Winchester Meat Processing, providing quality meat processing services.
Grandpa Gary says congrats and good luck to the JCN Chargers. The Bank of McLeod and Oskaloosa, big fans of youth sports. NMLS 1288999. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Cook & Company of Seneca and Hiawatha, currently looking for talented individuals to join their team. The home team agents with SBS Insurance. Visit sbsinc.com. By Extrutech in Sabetha. Brian Rocky and the staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hiawatha. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. Check out their new employment driving options. Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha and St. Joe Tractor, your New Holland, Gravely, and Bad Boy mower dealer. Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha, online at sailorinsurance.com. Sabetha Greenhouse, your local garden and greenhouse center bursting with color and selection. Grants Repair, for tractor repair, John Deere mowers, and gun and security safes just west of Wathena. Buy Autos for You in Horton, dependable and affordable used cars with financing available on site. And by KSI, known for quality systems, innovation, and service.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. As we make our way through the weekend, we'll see periods of showers and thunderstorms, but this will give way to some sunnier skies as we make our way into the beginning of the work week as the high pressure system starts to work its way over the plains. By Wednesday night, we do see a chance of rain return to the area as the low works its way off the Rockies, with the chance of showers and thunderstorms lasting through the rest of the week. Taking a closer look at the forecast, for tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high in the mid-70s. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms earlier, partly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s. Into Monday, sunny and a high in the mid-70s. Monday night, clear skies with a low in the mid-50s. Then sunny end of the day on Tuesday and a high in the mid-70s. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies and a high in the high 70s. Wednesday night, a chance of rain returns late in the night, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-50s. From the Meteorology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Patrick McMillan.
All right, back here in Wichita for one last time here at Sloppy Brandon Tavern to kind of recap and put this thing on a bow. Of course, the most impressive performances here, Axel Boys, I think, by far and away, the most impressive, 90 points for them. Second place was 59 for our Class 1A boys. The Washington County girls, of course, also first place. Had a few fourth and fifth place finishes as well. Nemaha Central gets fourth, had a couple of fifth place as well. So, Brandon, just want your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, just not surprised. Again, we had a heavy dose. I think we had close to 300 athletes individually competing across pretty much all schools. I can't think off the top of my head. I think, you know, at least as far as, like, quote-unquote, our local schools that we cover with our leagues, TVL, the Big Seven, NEKL, and like Atchison, of course, kind of separated with the Metal Art Conference in Marysville as well. I think we had representation from every single school, at least to my knowledge. So I don't think we had anybody miss. And, you know, I think all of our schools at least had a couple of athletes here. And it's constant work. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, who are here from the broadcasting world across the state doing the same thing that we're doing, that, you know, they're here and they're maybe covering four or five schools and maybe 20-some athletes, but you, me, Crendon helping out as well, we're closing in on three bills. So it's great stuff. You know, we got some of the best athletes in Northeast Kansas, and, you know, a lot of these kids that we talked to today going to compete, take it to the next level, and just super proud of all of them, and it's always fun to bring this coverage. Appreciate all of our sponsors, of course, making this possible as well and letting us come down here and bring everybody all these updates.
Another reminder that the live results from all the action are available on the website. We'll also post a recap of everything that happened here on our website as well very shortly, so be sure to stay tuned for that as well. That's going to do it here from Wichita, wrapping up the
Stormy Wichita, by the way.
For
Stormy Wichita.
It is indeed. So we're going to get on out of here. Jared Subby, Brandon Tavern, Kurt Kilman back in the booth, holding down the fort. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and hope you stay safe.
Coverage from the state track and field meet in Wichita is brought to you by Burn Meat, always a cut of the very best. Lynn and Gail Lears of Hilltop Creations in Seneca. Let them help you with your new cabinet. The management and employees of Winger Manufacturing in Sabetha. By Garrett Country Mart, good food and good experienced people in Sabetha. Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabetha Dental, high-tech dentistry with a hometown feel. McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, I'm loving it. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Floyd's Truck Repair, south of Sabetha. Call the truck doctor. Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Follow them on Facebook for their specials.
MCON, a full-service construction and underground utility company of Wathena. Helena Agra Enterprises, give your crop a boost with Coron. Honeyman Ford in Seneca, with expanded service facilities and a great selection of vehicles. KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. Paul Heinen and Associates in Valley Falls. By L&L Construction, the folks in the red trucks. Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, and the staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Holton. Riley Electric with Byron Riley, third-generation family-owned business for residential and commercial wiring. By Belleville Law Office in Holton. Alex and Jason Belleville, attorneys at law. The Pine Senior Living Communities with two locations in Holton, now hiring. And by Jackson Farmers with locations in Meriden, Effingham, Lancaster, and Holton.